Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a classic story. It's called The Clock Tower. Now, in our times, clock towers are not so common because everybody, many people at least, carry a phone or they have a watch and they know what time it is. But in the old days, it was very important that every town should have a clock tower. A big tower with a clock on it that everyone could look at and know what time it was. Because in the old days, they didn't have cell phones to tell the exact time. And even many people didn't have watches also. And so there was at least one place in the town that you could look to see the time. So the clock was usually out of reach. It was up high on the top of a tower. And if you wanted to look up at the clock, you had to really look up pretty high, bend your neck, kind of look up, it's way up there. And this is how people knew what time it was. One day there was a certain town that had a meeting and there were some complaints. People said, you know, it's very hard to crane my neck like this, stretch my neck and look up there. And I think it'd be much easier if the clock tower was lowered or the clock was lowered. So we don't have to look up so high. And they discussed it, and they decided that that's what they would do. They would lower the clock down so that you didn't have to look up so high. So that's what they did. Well, now that it was lowered down, it was low enough that people could actually reach it. And one day, somebody looked at the clock. It said 12 o'clock. And this person had a watch, and their watch said 10 minutes after 12. So this person thought, must be there's a mistake over here, and the clock tower is wrong. So he reached up, and he changed the time. He moved the dials, the hands on the clock. This was before electric clocks, of course. And now it said the right time, according to him, 10 minutes after 12. So he went on with his day. Not long after that, somebody else came by and they looked at the clock tower and they said, oh, it's wrong time. It says here, now it was maybe 20 after 12 on the clock. And they looked at their watch and they said, no, it's wrong. It's only 10 minutes after 12. And so they pushed it back. And another person pushed it the other way and another person pushed it the other way. And after a while, the hands on the clock were bent because there was so much pushing back and forth. People were changing the time. And therefore, eventually, the hands on the clock, the arrows on the clock, got bent. So the town had another meeting. They all discussed it. And they decided it's not going to work like this. If that clock is within the reach of everybody in town, then everyone's going to keep changing the time. And every time that we do that, the clock hands are going to get bent. And then the clock won't work. We have to take the clock and put it back up out of reach of everybody. And even though people have to kind of bend their neck and look up, you know, to see the time. But okay, that's the way it is. That's what has to be done. We cannot have the clock in a place where everyone can change it. And that's what they did. And this metaphor, it's really an example, teaches us about the Torah. Some people think that the Torah should be adjusted, that if somebody has a certain difficulty, a situation fulfilling a certain mitzvah, that the mitzvah should be changed. Like, let's say everybody feels that a particular year, Passover, would be much better if it came out on a Tuesday instead of, let's say, a Sunday. And let's say everybody decides, you know, we're going to celebrate Passover this year on Tuesday. Much more convenient for us because this or that event is going on and we want to go to that event also, and or whatever the reason is. Well, of course, that's ruining the Torah. The Torah has to be something which we cannot change. Torah is from Hashem. Torah is forever. And even if it seems like it would be convenient to make a certain change in it, we can't change the Torah. The Torah is the way it is. Just like in the story of the clock, once the clock is put in the reach of everybody and everybody can change it, then the clock is broken. The clock gets broken like that. And Torah also is something which comes from Hashem. It's not something which we can change. We have to change ourselves to fit the Torah. And that is actually something which is very good for us. The more we change ourselves to fit the commandments of the Torah and the teachings of the Torah, the more we are in line with Hashem's instructions. And then, of course, besides the fact that we're doing what Hashem says, that also gives us tremendous blessings. And by learning Torah and by doing mitzvahs, this is how we bring the biggest blessing, which is the coming of Mashiach. May it happen very quickly, especially through our participation, that each one of us can do our part to bring the Geula, to bring Mashiach, through learning more Torah and doing more mitzvahs, and this way make much more quickly the coming of Mashiach. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.